This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Egg donors, surrogate mothers, in vitro fertilization, reproductive technology has already changed ideas of family. In San Francisco, one same-sex couple is grappling with the often messy rights issues that come along with children. And this is a story complicated by infertility. Here's reporter Laura Seidel.
8 years ago, Karen and Ethel, a lesbian couple, were trying to get pregnant. Those aren't their real names. After several tries with artificial insemination, Ethel couldn't conceive. Her partner, Karen, had fertile eggs but couldn't carry a child. So they found a solution. Ethel would carry a child conceived with Karen's eggs. Karen says it seemed like the perfect way for them to have a family.
I walked into this with every intention of being a mom, of being a parent, of creating a family, of being with my family.
It was almost a fairy tale ending. The couple exchanged rings, bought a house, and raised twin girls together for 6.5 years. But when the relationship turned sour, Ethel challenged Karen's status as a parent in court. Traditionally, the law recognizes the birth mother, in this case Ethel, known in court papers as E.G., as the legal parent. Ethel is not speaking to the press, but her attorney, Diana Richmond, argued Karen, known in court papers as K.M., was more like a step-parent.
The children in this case lived and developed a close and attached relationship to somebody who was not their parent. That doesn't mean that KM can then assert the rights of a parent over the objection of EG.
But as reproductive technologies have advanced, the law has changed, says Shannon Minter of the National Center for Lesbian Rights. Minter says in California and a growing number of states, parenthood is determined by intention.
When a couple uses reproductive technology to bring a kid into the world, you know, as a way to have a child together, they are both held legally responsible as parents from the outset.
But this rule has yet to be applied to gay parents, and there's a twist in this case. When Karen arrived at the doctor's office for the procedure to remove her eggs, she was handed what she says were routine forms. Without realizing it, she says she signed a form that relinquished her parental rights.
It was handed to me moments before we started treatment, and that was at a time that we had spent several months with our physicians who were treating us as partners, as wanting to have a family.
A trial court judge determined that the form Karen signed did indeed relinquish her parental rights. The case is now before the California Appellate Court. The National Center for Lesbian Rights has filed an amicus brief in support of Karen. The center's Minter says, were this a man and a woman, their behavior as co-parents would matter more than the form.
And we're just basically trying to tell the court, look, don't get sidetracked by the fact that these are two women. You know how to deal with cases involving reproductive technology, and all you have to do to resolve this case is apply those same principles.
Some observers say the misunderstanding between Ethel and Karen would be unlikely to happen today. Dr. David Adamson, director of the Fertility Physicians of Northern California, says it is standard for egg donors to sign a form relinquishing their rights. However, before they sign anything, his patients get clear advice.
What we do is have each of the individuals involved undergo, you know, legal counseling and develop a contractual relationship where everybody understands what the rights and obligations of those individuals are as they move forward.
Still, Davidson says with some 40,000 births annually as a result of in vitro fertilization, and even more from other reproductive technologies, this case offers a challenge for lawmakers.
We need some better laws to help define family relationships in this country because the new technologies are really challenging our concepts of parenting and children and who's responsible for raising the children.
Attorneys for Karen and Ethel are expected to argue before the California Appellate Court this January. For Day to Day, I'm Laura Seidel in San Francisco.